I'm Geraldine. I believe you're expecting me? No, I'm expecting our new vicar. Unless, of course, you are the new vicar and they've landed us with a woman as some sort of insane joke. Oh, dear. Oh, my God. You're expecting a bloke, beard, Bible, bad breath? Yes, that sort of thing. And instead you've got a babe with a bob cut and a magnificent bosom. So I see. Well, don't worry. It'll be all right. You need a stiff drink. So do I. Come on, David. Hello, everyone. I'm Geraldine. Call me Jerry. I was petrified. The sopranos would be counting on me to guide us in. I thought I had the note, knew I had the note, but did I have the confidence to sing it out? What if I just opened my mouth and nothing happened? But I had done it. Me, Kitty Winthrop, I'd saved the choir. A surge of exhilaration gushed through me, knowing that Prim had recognised my talent and had faith in me. I had carried the choir through and made them proud of me. The solitary beauty of our unaccompanied voices soared up in the desolate, dim church, weaving in and out and climbing higher and more passionately until the breathtaking climax. It was magnificent. Angelic. Even I could tell. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my lover among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. He has taken me to the banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. Strengthen me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and the does of the field. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Being positive is a choice. It is an attitude we decide to live with, and it opens the door for God to work in our lives. However, we also have the choice to be the opposite. We can be negative and open a door to allow the devil to work. When the atmosphere is filled with negativity, it leaves a heavy feeling and a burden we do not need to bear. Even if your situation seems negative, being negative about it is not going to help correct it. Is your problem really your problem? Or is it the way you view your problem? Be gone, foul Dwimmerlake, Lord of Carrion! Leave the dead in peace! A cold voice answered, Come not between the Nazgul and his prey. A sword rang as it was drawn. Do what you will, but I will hinder it if I may. Hinder me, thou fool. No living man may hinder me. No living man am I. You look upon a woman. Eowyn I am, Eomund's daughter. You stand between me and my lord and kin. Be gone if you be not deathless. For living or dark undead, I will smite you if you touch him. Artemis put on his best sinister face. Evil, he told himself. Evil but highly intelligent. And determined. Don't forget determined. He put a hand on the doorknob. Steady now. Deep breaths. And try not to think about the possibility that you have misjudged this situation and are about to be shot dead. One. Two. Three. He opened the door. Good evening, he said. Every inch the gracious host, albeit a sinister, evil, intelligent and determined one. Root stood on the doorstep, palms up, the universal gesture for look, I'm not carrying a big murderous weapon. You're foul? He asked. Artemis foul at your service. And you are?